Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray. It's Bobby Darin bringing us back the late, great Bobby Darin. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Laura Miller. She's the president of Inc. from Chase. And we're talking about the second annual holiday survey by from Inc. from Chase, and Inc. is a financial resources for small business, isn't it, Laura?
Yes, it is. It's a great financial resource.
Yeah. So how do people sign up? How do they find out more about it?
Well, it's pretty easy. You can go to chase.com/Inc. or even chase.com and find the Inc. The links for small business cards. Very, very easy, and will provide a great opportunity and tool for small businesses, especially when we think about work-life balance and gaining efficiencies.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, because this is a big deal. You know, a small business, Laura, as you know, weaves a very fine seam between itself and the owner. It's very difficult to differentiate between we're at work and when we're not at work, isn't it?
It is. It is. So it is for both of us, right? To think about the small business owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so you guys asked them about that, didn't you? You asked
your spouse
about that. What'd they tell you?
Right. We asked what they were concerned about, and guess what popped to the top? Work-life balance during this busiest time of year. Mm-hmm. Not only is it tough for us as individuals, but imagine running a business where, you know, a majority of your profit, your revenues might come in this holiday season. And it's also a time that you're trying to spend time with family and friends. So they're most concerned with having less time with family this holiday season, and access to capital, managing inventory, and, of course, the longer hours, which is really related to the concern about work-life balance.
Well, it is, and I'll tell you something else. As we bring on more younger entrepreneurs, more younger small business owners, my generation, the baby boomers, we live to work. The younger folks, they're not exactly like us. And so their approach to work-life balance really is different from their parents.
It is. It's very, very integrated. And I think it's also, when we talked about financial tools earlier with Inc. from Chase, small businesses should look at how they can manage their financial tools or utilize their financial tools to enable efficiencies in the back office. Utilize the mobile app like Jot that we offer to be able to grab your receipts, be able to record information, and be able to manage that at a time after hours when you're not dealing with your customers.
Right.
So think about how you can utilize the tools at your disposal to help you be more efficient in this crazy time of year.
You know, another thing that's really not only handy but critical for a card like yours is to help them to avoid the commingling. Especially when you're a smaller company, the commingling of personal money from business money. What do you think?
Absolutely, and especially at a crazy time of the year like the holiday season, when you're buying inventory, think about just even the wrapping and the packages to be able to ship to your customers or be able to help have them walk out the door with a bag. There are a lot of purchases that are happening both in the home front and in the business front. And it's very, very important to be able to separate those expenses. So at the end of the season and ongoing through your financial support for as a small business, it's important to be able to see, what are my true expenses for my business?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is...
Well, when you're filling out your mm-hmm. financial statements, I mean, you've got these kinds of reports, folks, are critical, and it helps you get it done, and it helps you so you don't dread doing it. Now, there's one other thing I want to get to, Laura, before we wrap up here, and that is, you know, last December, January, we had some really bad weather. The first quarter of this year was really bad, and it had a significant impact on the economy, and you asked your respondents about that, didn't you, about what they thought about Mother Nature. Tell us about that.
We did. About a quarter of small business owners were concerned with this year's winter weather and how that might negatively impact holiday sales, which is why when you think about social media and you actually think about how you can increase e-commerce, that is one way to help combat any potential weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can always go online to be able to provide solutions and value and products to your customers.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is something I've been harping on now for, really, especially since the brownout of 03, if you remember, when eight states went dark because of the electric grid collapse. You've got to be able to serve your customers even when things are tough, like the weather or some kind of an emergency. And the online world will help you do that. Hey, Laura, give us the website one more time, please.
Absolutely. For the survey, jpmorgan.com, press releases, investor relations. And if you're interested in Chase, Inc. from Chase, you can go to chase.com.
Chase.com and look for the Inc. product there. Hey, Laura, good job. Come back soon.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this and for joining us today. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.